What is ginkgo biloba?
It is an herb that has been used widely in Europe and the United States. In fact, it's one of the most purchased and used herbs for the specific reason to prevent cognitive decline. So Alzheimer's disease, dementia, other cognitive decline issues associated with aging. One of the problems, though, with this is that there have been no adequate clinical studies to really look at that question. Does it help prevent cognitive decline as someone gets older?
Does it work? Yeah.
Does it work? Exactly. So this particular study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on December the 23rd in their issue was the largest completed randomized trial looking at over 3,000 people between the ages of 72 and 96 years of age and conducted in six academic medical centers in the United States between 2000 and 2008. So an eight-year study. And what they did is they used a specific brand of ginkgo biloba, and they went to Germany for this from Schwab Pharmaceuticals that regulates them and sells it as a specific medication in Germany. So right now you have good quality of the ginkgo being used. It's not a health food store. You're actually getting the exact tablets that they use in Europe for that specific treatment. They followed these people, and they did specific tests. They had first divided them into two groups, so about 1,500 people each, gave them twice daily doses of 120 milligrams of the ginkgo biloba and an identical appearing placebo. So, and no one knew who was taking what, and that was the whole purpose of this study. A study, by the way, was funded by the National Institutes of Health, not by any drug companies. It was specifically for clinical research to find answer this question. They used several scales to analyze, and these are accepted scales that are used to determine a person's cognitive function, and that includes what's called a modified mini mental state exam. That's something that we do in the office very quickly. It takes about 10 minutes to do. They did another scale using an Alzheimer's disease assessment scale and neuropsychological exams. That is to determine memory, attention, something we call visuospatial construction. That is how they interpret their environment around them, language, executive functions, cognitive thinking. And they did this on a regular basis, following up these people on a regular basis, doing these tests every 6 months over a period of 8 years. And what they found is that there was absolutely no difference between taking the ginkgo or the placebo. So this sort of, I think, is a definitive trial. It was a strong trial in terms of the number of people that were being used. It wasn't setting an agenda. It was using tools that we use every day to be able to assess cognitive function. It was double-blinded, so nobody knew who was taking anything. And it was dealing with an age group that we see cognitive decline. So very good study. People can get, I'm going to be posting the complete study on my website at drbarrydworkin.com so that they can, and CFRA is going to have a link on the interview section as well. With this particular study, so people can look at it. What I like about it is there's nothing political about it. It just simply looked at the data, did a very good study, analyzed the information, presented it, and people can read this for themselves.
So the claim is that I would assume by the manufacturers of ginkgo biloba that it does slow cognitive decline in healthy older people.
That's right.
And that has been now largely refuted.
That's right. The claim was made, but the problem was that there were no large enough definitive studies to demonstrate that. There were smaller studies, sometimes based on anecdote, sometimes
right.
based on just observation.
That showed the same thing.
That actually showed that somehow it worked, but they weren't powerful enough studies. And this one really did the proper procedure in order to determine that. And that's what I liked about this particular study.
Good to talk to you.
Likewise, Rob.
Thank you.